A man from Lincoln, I'll call him John, stayed back for a chat at the end of a ghost walk. It was in 1999. He asked if he could tell me about something that had happened to him a number of years previously, when he was courting Anne, the lady who is now his wife. I love to hear new stories, and so he continued. He started by telling me that his best friend had died from an illness when they were both about 14 years old. A few years later, when John was going out with Anne, he drove over to Mansfield, where she lived, and had a meal with her. When he got back into his car to return to Lincoln, he had a strange feeling that he wasn't alone. But on checking behind him, he found nobody there, so he started his journey. However, he shuddered as he drove along the A57, because he could still feel the disturbing presence in the car. When he got to Dunham Bridge, he stopped to pay his toll, and as he pulled away from the toll booth, the feeling that someone was sitting behind him in the car became overpowering. He was horrified when he turned, looking round to the back seat. There was his friend who had died a decade earlier, still looking 14. John was so shocked that he swerved and his car ended up in the ditch. Just then a huge lorry drove around the bend on the wrong side of the road. It would certainly have killed John if he hadn't swerved into the ditch. He has never seen his friend since. After telling me that story, John cried. He said it was the first time he had ever felt able to tell anyone about that night.